The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder. Speaking of the Ukraine war, the Northern European war, the NATO war, the global war, there are many versions of this that over the next several centuries they'll decide variously for their own needs. What it is we're witnessing. It is chaotic. There are many sides. There are not two sides. We go now to Brussels, headquarters of NATO, and headquarters of the European Union, now in a banking crisis. The banking crisis is profound and it's genuine. The market last week in Europe sold off bank shares of the biggest banks, Deutsche Bank, UBS, HSBC, all of them, sold them off dramatically, 10% or more, following the failure for people to save or keep together Credit Suisse, now folded into UBS, Swiss banks, backed by the Swiss government. That is never a sign of confidence when a government must step in and bank and back national banks. So there is a banking crisis in Europe, pointing to the question of sanctions. That was last year. Poland is raising the possibility, Warsaw is, that sanctions are not adequate and that the Russians are finding ways to solve sanctions. I've been reporting on this for weeks. In months, and that it is impossible because of globalization, because of intermediaries, because of the rules of engagement. It is impossible to seal the Russian economy off from the opportunity in the global south and elsewhere. So, Professor, Poland is indicating there is hesitation in the EU about sanctions. That means there's hesitation in the prosecution of the war. The point of view of either NATO or EU or together from thanks to you.
Well, I think the Poles are, they're very astute, and it has to be remembered that in the teens and the 20s, Marshal Pilsudski in Poland collaborated with the emerging Ukrainian national state. And, of course, the Russians say that Ukraine was always part of Russia, and this is not true. Ukraine was part of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, which is something very, very different, and it was only in the end of the 18th century and in the 19th century that Russia really began making inroads in Ukraine. The Poles are in the position where they understand that the future of Poland is at risk, and the Poles have substantial experience of Russian overlordship, and Poland today is about 50,000 square miles smaller than she was because of Stalin's policy of pushing Russia and Poland eastward into Germany and so forth, and Germany got pushed, lost her whole east, but Poland was just made smaller, and so they're very, very realistic. And what do we take from what's going on? The thing that strikes me the most is something I've been going on about for many weeks, which is how a new center of gravity, a new military center of gravity for Europe is emerging essentially at the former Soviet frontier or beyond it in among the states that were occupied or were part of the Warsaw Pact. Of course, Ukraine, as an independent country, was one of the founders of the United Nations, but now she is generally independent. But we have, as I've said before, we have the so-called Bucharest Nine countries, which are the countries really that are lined up for the guillotine if the Mr. Zelensky's head falls down. Those are countries like the Baltic countries and Bulgaria and Romania and Slovakia and so forth. But I always add two more. One is Finland and the other is Sweden. And right now we have this tortuous process. Finland is going to get into NATO, but the Turks are busy playing their own games. And when Sweden gets in, we don't know. But I think that if there is trouble, enough trouble, the Swedes will just go in. They're very, very, they make very, very fine weapons. They have very, very good military. They're not someone you want to tangle with. And they are in a strategic position that really redefines Russia's predicament, because Russia is really, she's about to lose everything in the Baltic Sea area, which used to be a kind of a Russian or Soviet lake. Now, what are those countries, the Bucharest 9 plus 2, doing? Well, they're actually sending real tanks. German tanks, to be sure, but they're sending them in to Russia. They're just into Ukraine. They're just driving them in. We've now decided that maybe in a year's time we can get some reconditioned Abrams tanks over there, which are really not suited to Ukraine at all. But that was the quid pro quo for getting the Germans to supply whatever they've done, three tanks so far. But these other countries, they're putting in tanks. The other thing they're doing is they're supplying the MiG-29 fighters, and there's a lot of people are sort of sniffing at the fact that the MiG-29 is not a state-of-the-art aircraft. But the thing is that it's, first of all, everybody knows how to fly it. The Ukrainian pilots know exactly how to fly it. Second, it can be upgraded, and given that neither side really has complete air control. I mean, the Ukrainians actually are better, largely owing to their better anti-aircraft capabilities. But the MiG-29s are going to make a difference. And what's perhaps most significant is the poll saying that if Ukraine is really in danger of falling, that they will come in. And really, no one knows how strong the polls are, but they are very, very tough. And they're very, very smart. I have some experience in Poland, and I've been very, very impressed by the people that I met there, who are absolutely without any illusions. And if they come in, that's going to make a war that's really going to stretch Russia. And if, say, Finland comes in and the others come in, then the Russians are suddenly going to have a war that is much too big for them. They've got almost 100% of all of their military is in Ukraine, and they're not making any progress there. Well, if these other countries go in, they're going to have a much worse situation. And again, I would point to Sweden. Sweden has sent really excellent weapons. The Swedes understand that this ain't no dress rehearsal. This war is going to, the outcome of this war is going to define the future of Eurasian security. It's going to draw the map. It's going to pencil in the lines. And if we handle termination properly, we make it peace. If we do a Versailles, then we're going to have just a complete mess.
We could use a little of Oslo and D.C. Let's go there, Professor, because the banking crisis has hit D.C. very hard. Very, very hard. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Professor H.J. Mackinder, who's speaking well of the Swedes. But when we get to Washington, the picture is mixed, and I'm being diplomatic. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.